Hello, tribe. Welcome to the Weekend Motivator. I am out on my long walk run where I am training for a 15K currently. And my goal in that 15K is to just enjoy it. Like, when I signed up for it, I was trying to decide, did I want to run most of it? What did I really want to do? And as I got into the training, I kind of really figured out what I wanted out of it. One, I'm scoping out next year's Don't Stop Believing course. It's going to be same Greenway, potentially a new starting point. So, and for next year's Don't Stop Believing, we are not only going to make it bigger, badder, and better, but we're hiring a running event team to come in and make sure that the experience, like, for all of you that's been to the first two, if you think last year was good, I'm hiring an event team this year who their whole thing is they do themed races. And so this one's called Back in the Day 5K, 15K. And everybody dresses up in 70s costumes and all the things. So this, I really wanted to find an event, a running team that knew how to put on the fun. And they were going to honor everything I find super important, which is, I've already told them, is like, look, I don't need your volunteers. I got plenty of volunteers. And this course doesn't close. And this course stays open to the very end. So if you're not willing to stay until my last girl comes in, you do not even need to even think that you will get the job. So the guy and I have been talking. He's all in, super excited. And so when I do my 15K, I'm going to see what their 9-mile course is like, because this particular Greenway is everything to me. It is where I started running and walking. I trained for my very first walking half marathon. I trained for so many races on that Greenway. I don't know if you know, but since I've lost weight, and while I was losing weight, I've done probably somewhere between 55 and 60 half marathons, four marathons, but two of which were ultra events where I did races for days before that. So all of that training pretty much went down on that Greenway, and that's where I would like for our race to be. So that's what I'm doing. So anyway, today I'm here with you because I want to talk to you about not limiting your own potential and what that means. I watch you guys so often limit your own potential because you don't think that you're in charge of it. I think self-responsibility has to be one of the first key steps of weight loss. Like, you cannot lose weight if you are still waiting on me to tell you what to do. If you are still waiting on your husband to support you. If you are still waiting to feel better about your past. If you are still waiting to, like, go to a restaurant and know what's going to be on the menu ahead of time before you take responsibility over, you have control over what you eat. So many of you are simply just limiting your own potential, and you're doing it in the most subtle ways. So I want you to think about, usually I give you guys really positive questions, but if you identify with this, well, Corinne, you know, I'm not really consistent on making my 24-hour plans. Well, Corinne, you know, like, I get what you're saying, but you don't know my story. I live with a man who this. I live with a woman who this. My kids this. My boss this. All of that are the things that you are using as, I would be losing. Well, here's a better thing. Right about this. Rather than saying, how am I limiting my potential? Because this is the crux of it. I would be making 24-hour plans. I would be losing weight. I would be whatever it is that you know you need to be doing to lose weight. I would be doing that if it wasn't for. And whatever it wasn't for, that is where you're limiting your potential. Whatever you put in after that, I'm going to tell every single one of you, it is a bullshit excuse you're using against yourself. That's it. Like, I would be doing my 24-hour plan if I hadn't gone on vacation. So hard to start back. No, it's not. The only reason why it's hard to start back is because you're not writing on a piece of paper. Like, you need to be honest with yourself. How, like, this is what I always do. Whenever I see myself complicating something or making it hard, I ask myself, is this actually hard to do? Like, what are the steps involved? Get out paper, write the food down, follow the plan. Like, that's really, that's all required for a 24-hour plan. Everything else is bullshit that you think. And here's the thing, here's another one. Well, I would be following my plan if it wasn't for the fact that I just say F it in the afternoons. It's like, okay, so how hard is that to solve? Listen for the F it moment and quit thinking the reason why I'm eating off plan is because I have an F it moment. No, the reason why you're eating off plan is because the moment that you start thinking this will be better than this, or fuck it, I just need to eat, you're not sitting there for a hot second saying, this is not because of fuck it, this is not because of a bad day, and it's not because I can't tolerate this urge. The reason why I'm fixing to eat is because I'm deciding to eat. I am deciding that right now, my goals are not important. That is the level of honesty. That is the level of discussions and such all of you need to have in order to lose your weight. Now, if you go ahead and eat, that's great. But at least now you're telling yourself the truth. At least now you're no longer saying, oh my God, Kryn, I just can't stop my efforts. Yes, you can. Stop limiting your potential. I'm going to tell you, if you could quit saying F it, if I said, oh my God, y'all, Oprah decided, she came to P&P and said, I got all this money I need to dump. If every one of your girls gets to their goal weight, then I'm giving them all $1 million. Like, that's it. I would imagine we would do it as a collective. Somehow an F it moment, we would sit there, we would have it, we wouldn't like it, we wish it wouldn't be part of the process, and we would just be like, but I am deciding not to eat. Like, I am willing to sit here and be in pain now until it's not painful anymore. That's all it takes. But when we think the effort moments have to stop, when we limit our potential, guys, you're not going to lose the weight. So look for all the places. Make a list. I would be losing weight if it wasn't for this, if it wasn't for, then go back and look at those things and say, is this even the truth? Is this as hard as I'm making it be? Or ask, if I was not going to complicate my potential, what would I be doing? What am I willing to feel in these moments? What am I willing to tell myself now? What truth am I not telling myself? All of those questions, guys. Pick your favorite version of it. And then seriously, make the list. A lot of you will hear this, like, oh yeah, it's so good. Yeah. And you won't make the list. You will limit your potential by just passively listening. And you won't go home, you won't make a list of everything that you're doing that's limiting your potential. Because you won't want to feel bad. And it's like, if you ain't doing jack shit right now and you're paying me money, you're probably sitting around feeling bad anyway. It's like, I'm just saying, let's just feel bad on purpose and then let's feel better by finding our own damn solutions for it. All right, guys, that's what I got for your weekend motivator. I challenge all of you to do this. Now, here's how you take it to the next level. We got a lot of accountability groups and partners in this group. You guys should do this as homework. Somebody needs to be like the lead coyote of the group and just be like, come on now, this is what we're doing. You decide the best way to get this exercise done. You all do it. And I would love for the leaders of some of the accountability groups to jump into the tribe. I don't care if you listen to this 2 years after I post it. Jump into the tribe and say, our group did the exercise. Here's how we did it. And here's what we learned. I just think that would be amazing. I want to make sure that this tribe, whenever you come into that Facebook group, you feel empowered, You see people who are doing the work. You see people who are losing weight. You see all the things happening. So that if for some reason you're limiting your potential, you have somewhere to look up to. Stop looking down at yourself and start looking up to the people who are doing it, and use that as the fuel and the motivation to do you. Do not use that against yourself. That's yet again another choice where you limit your potential. When you say, like when I'm going to tell you, I do all I can to surround myself with people who are fitter than me, healthier than me, way smarter than me, and who have bigger businesses than me. I don't sit around and think about, oh, poor Corinne, she's just like, fucking piece of shit, like can't get her junk together. I don't do that. You know why I surround myself that way? I am always on the hunt to be looking up. Where am I going? Up is where we're going. If you're looking down on yourself, you're looking in the wrong fucking direction, and stop looking that way. That's just an order. I'm not going to give you a bunch of thought work on it. All right, guys, let's kill it. Bye, y'all.